fact that God gives us options is proof that he respects our will. Even to the detriment of your eternal destiny, he allows you to choose life. I set before you life and death, blessings and curse, and I advise you, choose life that you may live. But if you decide to choose death, I will respect it. Are we together now? There are people walking our cities. There are people walking our territories. We have family members that are clearly in defiance. They have heard the gospel. The message has been preached. The gospel has been clearly communicated. As an act of their will, they chose to reject Jesus. Nobody is in hell today because of sin. There is only one reason why people are in hell: rejecting the substitutionary sacrifice of the Son. The Bible says this is the record that God hath given us eternal life, Zoe. He says this life is in his Son, so that whosoever receives the Son hath that life. Are we together? So rebellion is a very serious thing. Now that we are aware that we are humans, now that is we are aware that it is not a surprising thing when our humanities show up. And believe me, there is a variety of scenarios that our humanity can pick from to express itself. Lust, pride, hatred, jealousy, the manifestations of the flesh. All of these things are activities that are part of our humanity. And so God now tells us that there is a system in the kingdom I built called my mercy. But interfacing your humanity and my mercy is a state we must deal with. It is called rebellion. Are we together now? Yes. A rebel is one who has made up his mind and used the power of his will to insist that I will continue in a way. Remember, the Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ways thereof are the ways of death. A rebel is not one who is wrong. A rebel is not one who sins. A rebel is not one who falls. A rebel is not one who is weak. A rebel is one who has used the act of his will to continue. If I steal today and I plan to steal tomorrow, and an opportunity is given to me to understand the danger of stealing, and I defy that advice, my mind is pegged on stealing, I am a rebel. It's a choice that God will respect. Are we together now? So there are many people who are not rebels. There are many drunkards who are not rebels. That's why someone can be under a bridge, smoking Indian hemp and drinking, and suddenly Jesus appears to the person and says, my son, what is this? And then he has an encounter. And there's a prayer warrior locking up himself, crying for an encounter in a room for weeks. And Jesus makes a choice to come to someone under the bridge, because in spite of that person's state, the heart of man also has a voice. And God can hear the sound of your heart. While a smoker can be holding a bottle of beer, his heart is saying, I need help. I never had the opportunity to find help. Can someone help me? And God has the ability to hear beyond the physical speakings. He can go to the heart of men and answer them. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Yes. Two men were hanging on a tree with Jesus. They were thieves. Are we together now? One of them began to communicate his honor. He admitted that, look, we are here because we are thieves. But while we were stealing on earth, before they caught us, we stumbled across this man many times. And we can attest to the fact that he's an innocent man. And here they have brought him together with us. His heart, the sincerity of his heart, his admittance, was touching the heart of Jesus on the cross. And there was another careless man who was wanting to take an opportunity to mean, Jesus, if you are that Jesus, I mean, would have come down, you would have done something, explore your creativity, get us out of this place. And he looked at that one and said, today, you, not both of you, today, you, both of you committed the same crime, but today one has made a choice to remain a rebel even at the point of death. Another has made a choice to embrace a perception of a savior close to him. And he says, today you will be with me in paradise. So not everyone is a candidate of God's mercy. Everyone should be. Everyone can be. But the mercy of God, I'm saying this because sometimes if we do not understand the progression of spiritual truth, we can waste our time claiming things that will never happen. There is a condition that a man, a state that a man must have and must show to make the mercy of God valid in the life of that man. And rebellion is the first thing to deal with. Are we together? The name of that state, the description of that state, the portrait of that state was beautifully communicated by no other person than David. You know why God loved David? When you study the life of David, David is an interesting man. David was, I would like to, when I go to heaven, I have many plans. I want to see many people. I want to have several conversations. One of the people I really want to talk to is David. How did you do it? What did you do to God that would make God love you so much? A man after my heart. David earned that title for himself. There was a state, and I want us to look at it quickly. That is my little exhortation tonight. Are we together now? Psalm 51. Never forget this psalm for the rest of your life. A little theological background. This was the encounter with David and Prophet Nathan when the issue of Uriah, and then, his wife and all of that. The prophet came and the prophet revealed to David. He first used a parable to paint a picture, and David communicated an aggression, and he said, you are that person I'm talking about. And David had the option as a king to do something and say, prophet, we'll chain you, we'll hang you, we'll go away. But David showed us something that every one of us must be able to communicate for now and in the days that come. We're reading the whole chapter. Do you mind reading with me? One, two, read, please. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. 2, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity. Stop. Do you know iniquity is not transgression? Iniquity is not something you do. Iniquity is a state of your heart, executed or not. Tendencies. That means David is saying, do not just save me from the attributes of my humanity that have been expressed. There are still others. Go into my heart and search for the ones that are yet to come out and blot them so that I do not have episodes of disappointment. You are the only one who knows what the tendencies that are enshrined in my heart. Are we together? All right, so it says, and cleanse me from my sin. Verse 3. For I acknowledge. Now, that is it. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the state. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. For against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Be patient. Keep reading. Behold. Now, look at this. I love David. David is really my man. David is like a lawyer. He is both begging and begging intelligently. He's saying, Lord, part of the reasons why I'm asking that your mercy will come now is remember that this whole thing, I take responsibility already. So don't say I'm careless. But I must also tell you, it's not all my fault. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity. And in sin did my mother conceive me. He's bringing his mother into the picture. He's bringing the reality of, he's not just bringing a woman. He's bringing the earth. He's bringing his humanity. He's saying this thing was not the issue of me being good or bad. I take responsibility for my participation and my cooperation with my humanity. But by and large, if this episode did not happen, another one would still have happened to express my humanity. So Lord, in dealing with me, remember that you are dealing with someone who was shaped in iniquity. Are we together now?
Yes,
six. Behold, thou desired truth. When? Not before men. In the inward part, the heart. And in the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Seven. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Eight. Make me hear the joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sin, and blot out mine iniquities. Ten. Create in me, not create in me a good attitude. Lord, go as deep as you can go. Create in me. Because a poor attitude, several scenarios of the flesh are symptoms. They are report cards of something that is happening within me. So go to the inward part and create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your free spirit. I'll read the rest and then you'll join me at verse 17. Then I will teach transgressors your ways. That means, as a result of this mercy you have shown me, I will start searching for men who have passed through my phase of life and teach them what to do. When I see a transgressor, I will show him that there is a way out. I will show him, he says, sinners through my experience shall be converted to thee. People waste their pain, they waste their disappointment in regrets. You can turn anything to a principle that will bless you. You come from a family that did not give you the best experience. You can convert it and it will become a blessing to people. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. 15. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praises. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else I would give it. Thou desirest not burnt offering, else I would give it. Here we go, 17. Ready? One to read, please. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou will not despise. Keep that scripture there. The name of the state that attracts the mercy of God is called brokenness. The mercy of God does not work for everybody. The mercy of God looks for a spiritual condition that a man must be postured at to work. Just because mercy is available does not mean everyone will be a partaker and a benefactor. The Bible tells us a story. And the Bible says there was a man who was wealthy and he had two sons. We call it the parable of the prodigal son. Are we together? Remember, I'm just doing my admonishment and then I'll go and sit down and allow Minister Dunsin to bless us and then Pastor Poch. The Bible says that one of the sons, I don't know if I've said it here, but the morale of that story is not to show a young man who is a sinner. The morale of that story is to show two sons who are sinners. One executed his sin. The other kept it in his heart. But they were all sinners. All of them did the same thing. One only had the opportunity to manifest his own. Two of them had desired to have possessions for themselves. But one was bold enough to say, "Father, give me my inheritance. I want it in my name." The other one kept quiet like he was innocent. And this is a tragedy of men. Just because the flesh has not executed its desires does not mean it is not there. Brokenness is being open to God on issues that are seen and the ones that are not seen. So the young man left and And he began to deplete in his finances until he got to a point where he was feeding with swine. The other brother was still there. If you were asked as a man to assess them, you would call the elder one a serious, responsible young man. But keep following the story. Remember, time is a revealer. Time reveals motives. Time reveals intentions. The son, for as long as he remained there, he kept feeding with swine. But watch brokenness. He said, how many? The Bible says he came to himself. Everybody say, I can come to myself. It's not everything that is sponsored by demons and even the Holy Spirit alone. As God's creation, you have the power to come to yourself. He came to himself and he said, how many hired servants does my father have? And he considered their lives and he said, I am here. Then he said, I will arise and act of my will. I will arise and I will go to my father and I will say, Father, I have sinned against you and against heaven, and I am not worthy to be called your son. Take me as one of your servants. And he set out. Now notice the strange thing. He never met his father at home. He met the father on the road. This is the power of God's mercy. The God's mercy was coming close. Let me make the journey easier for you. Isn't it amazing how God is? He will never get to the place where he was with swine, but he was close. I've reduced the journey. I've gone halfway. I know how difficult it is for men to accept fault. I know how difficult. Listen, brokenness is ego stinging. Brokenness breaks you down. That's why it's called brokenness. So God helps you by coming closer. The father, he met him on the way. And the father embraced him, kissed him, gave him back his signet ring, his symbol of authority. Never discussed why he left and what happened. He called him back home and began to dance. Scene 2. We see the elder brother's evil about to be revealed. The elder brother sees them rejoicing over a sinner. And what was in his heart that was not broken now comes out. And he says, Father, all this while I have been in this house. You didn't even kill a goat for me, but he was eating goats. But I want the one for me. This sinner just came back and you are rejoicing. And the father said, all that I have is yours. Meaning he did not want access. He wanted ownership too. Just like his brother. Both of them needed the help of their father. And the moral of the story is their father had to address all of them. For one, he had to go so far. For the other, he was near, but he still met them. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. Now you understand the song. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. Sing it one more time with understanding. No shadow you will light up, mountain you will climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. A broken and a contrite heart, thou will not despise. Show me a man that knows how to go down on his knees. Show me a man that is not ashamed to acknowledge before God that, Lord, I can rise again. Show me a man who can come before God and say, Lord, I know I didn't train my children well. I should have taught them certain things. I spoiled them. Now my children are adults and they are causing trouble. But can you find a way of showing mercy? And God will carry those children to household of David. It's an answer to prayer. God will insist that one stubborn child meanders into a powerful crusade one day. He's just strolling and he's standing there. The mother's prayer for mercy is haunting that child till he finds God. A man can be in prison, stole, whether government stole, whatever, and like Jonah, in the belly of the fish. Did you not notice that everybody who was shown mercy started initiating it? Thou son of David, have mercy. Just because you are a merciful God does not mean mercy will come to me. I must prove that I acknowledge I cannot help myself. Mercy is not for sinners. mercy is for men. We are very embarrassed to admit and accept mercy, because every time we say we need mercy, we don't want to give an impression like we were sinners who have committed something. The condition for mercy is that you acknowledge you are a man. Mercy has nothing to do with sinning. It's God's system of advantage programmed in your life to help your humanity so that you will arrive in spite of your humanity. There are preachers who may never have the opportunity to settle down and study scripture, and now you are a pastor, you are busy, maybe you just came back somewhere and you have to preach, and in the name of honesty, you know you did not prepare anything, and you just, as at the point you are on the stage, you are not even sure of what you are going to say, but you can stand and say, Lord, have mercy. You know that I truly did not prepare. It's not a product of carelessness. My humanity caught up with me. I needed to send my children to school, and suddenly that grace from heaven. And that becomes the message that will be one of the greatest messages you have preached. And every time you hear that message, it reminds you that this is how far God came to help you. There are students who stand before God writing an exam and they say, Lord, if you do not help me, other people may trust in horses and chariots. I know what I wrote. I know that based on what I wrote, I must return back to school. But is there any provision, oh God of mercy, for the sake of my mother, for the sake of how my school fees came? And suddenly the result comes out and you see 4.5 CGPA. And while everybody is saying, well done, the owner cannot clap because he knows this is not my result. It was given to me. There's no... What's that song again?
Mountain you will climb up, coming out to live. There's no wall you won't kick down, why you won't tear down, coming out to me.
So the secret is your brokenness. The secret. Listen. God does not need perfection. It's exhausting and unnecessary. God needs brokenness and sincerity. Hear what I tell you. When you see God use mighty men, it's not a proof of their flawlessness. We are men. We get angry. We get sad. We also have issues. We have problems. But the key is that the higher we rise, the more we remain on our knees. That is the mystery. The mystery that keeps the great going is that we know that the higher you rise, the closer you are on the ground. So while you are clapping, Apostle Joshua Selman, great man, Pastor Shola, great man, you understand the secret. Lord, it is only by your mercy. I don't know what my 10 years will be. I've not been exposed to the blessing and the honor of the 10 years version of me. Before I disappoint myself, oh God of heaven, help me. A broken heart. Years ago, I was told a pastor, it was a pastor's conference, and a man of God, ministers were praying, and he said he came close to the altar where Daddy Joe was praying. I don't know where that was. And all Daddy Joe was saying about 2-3 hours was mercy. Mercy, Lord. Young ministers were crying, Lord, expand my ministry. Things can't be like this. Bring members, bring partners. And here are veterans of the gospel, knowing that partners without mercy will add more disappointment. Mercy. Mercy. The imbalance of communicating spiritual truth is what makes us averse to mercy. When you say mercy, say, what do I need it for? I mean, I'm born again, I'm the righteousness of God. You are right, but you are very wrong. Very, very wrong. Mercy is God's advantage. Listen, the mercy of God will make that this was the direction you were supposed to follow to the door, but you followed here foolishly or innocently. When you say mercy, God removes the door and puts it here to make sure you still follow the door. No shadow you won't light up,
mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me.
you ever laugh at a broken man, get ready to say, I'm sorry, because you must say it. When, show me a woman who served idols. Show me a young man who lived a destructive and wayward life. While you are discussing their downfall, they are negotiating and renegotiating with destiny. Lord, I know I lived my life as a prostitute. I know as a young man I was a cultist. Lord, I know as a pastor I collected power from that man. And while people are talking about the Jesus that died, after 3 days he's back to life. Rejoice not over me, my enemies. Listen, it is because of this mystery. The Bible says, for we know. The rest may not know. But in the economy of God, we know. There is an intelligence we have that all things can work together. You shout at your boss and insult him and he fires you. You were wrong, but you are still not dead. You can use that opportunity and say, Lord, left for me, I deserve the consequences of my carelessness. But Lord, I've learned. What then is your advantage of being God over my life? Is it not because I'm your child? I'm teaching you how to renegotiate your life. Bring brokenness before God, and I show you what he cannot ignore. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. There was no mention of faith again. Whether you can receive or not receive, you have cried for my mercy. Let me veto your weakness and still help you. We're going to pray. Somebody shout mercy. Shout it for your family. Shout it for your finances. Hallelujah. You paid your tithe only 2 times last year. You know that based on the principles of the kingdom, your heaven should be closed. But you can say, Lord, mercy. What then is the advantage of God in my life? You are not an idol. I do not take you for granted. But tonight, I shout mercy. Someone shout mercy. My time is up. We are going to pray. Hold hands together. We are really going to pray the prayer of mercy from the depth of our heart. Mercy. Over my children. Mercy. Over the family I came from. Lord, it may not be my fault, but I acknowledge and I admit that I came from a family that there is an incense that is rising from that family that programs wars in my life. But tonight I shout mercy. My grandfather did it to protect us. The incisions in my body was done by sincere people. The ordinances, the tokens of darkness, fraternity with dark powers. Mercy, someone pray. Lift your voice and pray. Someone is pleading the blood. Speak mercy. Mercy over my background. Mercy over my mistakes. Mercy over my carelessness. Mercy over my mindset. Mercy over my relatives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen. Listen. 2 minutes and I'm out of here. This conference was designed to show you what you have been afraid of invoking in your life. It is true that the consequences of the sins of the father can catch up with the sons. It is true that causes are real. The redemptive work of Jesus is also real, but it does not come upon you automatically. There must be a state of brokenness to appropriate it, and the link is the mercy of God. Thou shall arise and have mercy upon Zion. Why? For the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. Lift your voice and cry for mercy.
Hello, thank you for being a part of 2020 Mercy Conference. Thank you so much for watching. You can check our social media channels for more content like this. God bless you.